This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1631. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded August 22nd, Australia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Brazil, Chile, Congo DR, Croatia, Hawaii, Indonesia, Italy, Kuwait, Malaysia, Mauritania, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Somaliland, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I've come across a program from ABC Radio National via Radio Australia, which amounts to the closest thing to a DX program from that country. It's called Media Report, and at a convenient time for North American listeners, Monday at 12:30 UT, when we can hear them best on 9580, also 11945. The other frequencies in use are 6020, 6080, and via Singapore, 6140. And there are two repeats on Mondays at 15:30 and to Asia only at 19:30 on all the frequencies scheduled at those times. We continue to enjoy hearing Bangladesh Betar, the external service from Radio Bangladesh, thanks to its new transmitter recently activated. Wolfgang Büschel originally thought it had been imported from China, but then found a press release from the Thomson transmitter manufacturer in Paris, dated March 31st of last year, telling all about it, and it is one of theirs. A 250-kilowatt TSW-2300D, along with a rotatable HP-RCA shortwave antenna system, known as 2/2/0.5. After experimenting with some different frequencies, the schedule seems to have stabilized more or less as follows. The English broadcast at 12:30 to 13 on 15105. Same frequency for Nepali at 13:15 to 13:45. We usually hear those, although the English may not have faded in much that early in the morning here, unfortunately. Then for the next few broadcasts, they move to 15505 at 1400 in Urdu, 1515 in Hindi, 1600 in Arabic, and 1630 in Bangla. After starting out on one of the 15 megahertz frequencies, the final two broadcasts, English at 1745 to 1900 and Bangla at 1915 to 2000, move to 7 megahertz. 7105. That's an old frequency of theirs, I guess, but now it's supposed to be exclusively for amateur radio use, and this drew quick complaints from Wolfgang Büschel and others in the Intruder Watch group. So they went back to 7250 for those broadcasts where they have some interference, as pointed out by DX Remix News Bulgaria. All India Radio in Malayalam is on that frequency starting at 18:30. In any event, we're not going to hear those broadcasts in North America on such a low frequency, but interference permitting, they will make it to Western Europe, which is the target. I was getting better than usual reception at the opening of the Urdu broadcast, August 22nd, just before 1400 UT on 15505, when they were playing their interval signal for a minute. It repeats about three times during the period of 1 minute. And I made this recording.
Assalamu alaikum. ये बांग्लादेश बेतार की बेरंग लहरियात है। हमारी स्टूडियो की घड़ी में रात के 8 बजे हैं।
The time signal, by the way, was about 14 seconds slow, as it usually seems to be, so don't really consider it to provide any accuracy. By the way, those broadcasts I mentioned between 12:30 and 17:30 UT are each 30 minutes long, which means there is a considerable pause, usually 15 minutes between different services, giving them plenty of time to change the antenna heading. But I've also noticed they often leave the transmitter on after for a few minutes and come on a few minutes before each broadcast with the tone, if not the interval signal. Old schedules showed the English portion at 17:45 to 19 UT in two different programs. The first one called Voice of Islam from 17:45 to 18:15. However, Alan Rowe in England and Partha Sarathy Goswami in West Bengal say they're no longer hearing any mention of Voice of Islam, just a regular Bangladesh Betar external service starting at 17:45. As to which frequency to tune during that period, Ivo Ivanov says, although they went to 7250 one day, then they went back to 7105 and 7250 the next day, so they appeared to be undecided. A report in shortwave bulletin from Hans Isnell, who is at the very northern tip of Norway at Vardø, about Bhutan, 6035. It was back again August 13th at 1540 UT with talk and soft music, but he says much weaker than it had been at the end of July. Could they be running reduced power due to transmitter problems? It was completely gone when he returned to the frequency 10 minutes later, probably had signed off. On August 14th, they were at 1605 to 1640, so it seems their schedules are extremely variable. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin, has been hearing an ID Brazilian on 6160, although it's actually 20 hertz below, such as 17 August until sign-off at 21:59. He says, despite best ever reception of his relation Arne Nielsen further north in Sweden, the signal was too weak to hear any ID. However, Mauno Ritola in Finland found out that it is Radio Boa Vontade, because he could check it with the help of a local software-defined radio, and it matched the station's web stream, so that is no longer a mystery. Another Brazilian catch by Art Delibert in Maryland, Hardcore DX, on 9695.35 approximately. It's Radio Rio Mar in Manaus. He was hearing it from 10:02 past 11 UT. At first, it was weak, but there was an ID jingle at 3.5 minutes past the hour. The frequency drifted up and down a bit between 9695.30 and 0.40. And there was Heterodyne from a station closer to 9695, presumably Radio Japan, which was off the air between 10:30 and 11. That one would be via Singapore. As expected, and we told you last week, CBC La Voz Christian Vision turned off its shortwave transmitters in Chile August 17th. The final broadcast in Spanish on 17680. We listened to the last few hours right until cutoff at 2200 UT sharp. The last letters ever heard on the air from there were CBC. During the final hour, they put on the air some people from the transmitter site itself, Calera de Tango, all of whom seemed quite proud that they had served such a noble cause, which was no longer necessary. And so another shortwave broadcasting country bites the dust. In the new DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org, that's DXLD number 1234, you'll find many reports of this and some links to audio clips of the final broadcast. Henrik Clements in Sweden comments about this. CBC has 416 affiliates and 100 pending requests. Yet I heard a listener complaining from La Paz that there is no local daytime relay of CBC in that Bolivian town, and so shortwave is necessary. Internet access is still dear and scarce in Bolivia, even from Peru in towns like Arequipa, Pucallpa, and Huacho. Listeners complained on the phone about the closure of the shortwave service. And there were no callers from Cuba. Surely CBC has no affiliates there, and so CBC La Voz has no local phone number, as they have for other Latin American countries. I don't think you can expect Cuban listeners to place long-distance calls to Miami on the phone, and access to the Internet is restricted to official use. How many Cubans own an iPhone? So I believe the closure of CBC La Voz on shortwave was a bit premature. In shortwave bulletin, Hans Usnell, who was this time DXing from an expedition spot near Vardø, Norway, called Cape Skagen, heard Radio Condip in Bunia, Congo DR, 5066.33. August 18th at 17:57, he says a really good signal with a beverage on the ground. News in French at 1800. And from 1827, some lovely African music. Closing down with drums at 1902. I never heard this station as good as I did this time. It's also reported by another member of SWB, Lisette Okeson, in Sweden, at a time when it could be heard in North America. 0300 UT, August 12th, measured on 5066.36, reasonable audio. At sign-on just before the hour, she says, it softened up with some nice rhythms, a full ID on the hour. Once again, she had not heard them this well before, and says, I can't resist thinking of all the difficult conditions prevailing in that area of the eastern Congo. It seems there's been some labor dissent in Zagreb, Croatia, at the facility of RIZ, which makes shortwave transmitters. BCDX found a couple of press reports in English about this at daily.tportal.hr. I'll just read the headlines here, but you can read the entire stories in BCDX or DX Listening Digest. RIZ workers gather outside government offices in Zagreb to demand an employee stock ownership plan. And the next item says, protest rally protesting RIZ workers disperse after government refuses to meet with them. That was dated July 24th. As you probably have heard, there have been wildfires over much of the western U.S. especially. And there's even been one in Hawaii on the island of Kauai, not too far from the WWVH transmitter site on the northwest coast. There have been several reports about this from KHON-TV and from the Star Advertiser. Should you hear or not hear WWVH, that might explain the problem. Ron Howard in California follows up last week's report about hearing Kangaroo Indonesia, the English lessons produced in Australia, via RRI Makassar, 50 hertz below 4750 on a Tuesday. He checked the following week, August 21st, and fortunately tuned in earlier because they broadcast that program much earlier than the previous week, which was at 1355 to 1406. This week, it was at 1314 to 1334, with some pop songs, minute work theme music, contact information, and practice your English with KGI. There was also some interference from Bangladesh Betar, its only other shortwave frequency for the domestic service. In the MWDX Yahoo group, Martin Elba in Germany has some comments about the strange situation of private medium-wave stations in Italy. It's not easy to define their exact status. They are not licensed, but then the myriad of FM stations aren't either. So, an Italian pirate is a contradiction in terms. In Italy, you can set up your own station without an official license, or rather, you could. There were some higher-powered, privately-owned medium-wave transmitters in Italy, especially on 1368 kHz, running with 10 kilowatts or even more. Half a year or a year ago, they were all closed down by the authorities for reasons unknown to me. Interesting that now, with all the world abandoning medium-wave, Italian authorities show an interest in these operations. What will happen to these new stations? Will they be coming back without authorities causing problems, or will they be stopped soon? Well, some of them are still being heard in the medium-wave circle. Fabrizio Magroni in Forlì, Italy, says, Radio Studio X in Momigno, 1584, which, by the way, once carried World of Radio, is on the air as usual on Sundays, but not as strong as it used to be. Radio Kolbe in Schio Vicenza, 1566, is on the air 24 hours with a multi-carrier defeating synchro AM demodulation. Onda Media broadcast in Bologna, 1512, is on with music, relaying some religious program until 0800. But there's no radio melody on 1566. They broadcast irregularly, preferring local afternoon and evening. Possibly it's only a summer station when the operator is on holiday at the Adriatic beaches. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1631. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jim Gershman, K1JJJ, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. Since World of Radio is all about shortwave, we are fortunate to have four U.S. shortwave stations who want to carry our program. However, last week there was one problem or another with three of our major broadcasts, such as a transmission interruption, a late start, or audio problems. So I must reveal that you may also hear World of Radio on demand via the internet, if necessary, via worldofradio.com. Click on our audio page. And I wonder if there are any other shortwave stations in the U.S. or elsewhere who would like to carry World of Radio at absolutely no charge. The more redundancy, the better. Resuming our alphabetical whirl around the world, Kuwait. DXMix News Bulgaria says that Radio Kuwait has some additional unregistered frequencies, some new services on 15540, 10 to 12 in Filipino, and 16 to 18 in Urdu to Southeast Asia, and a new Arabic service. The general service is being heard on 15515. Originally from August 17th, the hours were 12 to 15 UT, but that was updated August 20th to much longer span, 12 to 24. And the Alki list shows an even greater span for that, from 1000 until 0500 UT on 15515. Ron Howard in California reports Classic Nacional program via the Kajang site near Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on 5964.71 variable, August 20th at 1228 to 1245. In vernacular with pop songs, a Muslim call to prayer for the night called Isha, and frequent IDs, fair reception. It's been off frequency now for many years. During Ramadan, whenever checked, IGIM Mauritania 7245 had been on the air very early and presumably all night. We were hearing it by 0500. But once Ramadan was over, August 21st, it was missing again at 0508, probably signing on at widely variable times, closer to 0600, if at all. Dave Valko in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, reports on Radio Pakistan on 15265. He heard some instrumental music between news headlines in English at 1704 UT on the 8th of August. And also on the 12th, he says, I was shocked and surprised to hear the interval signal at 1657, apparently Quran at 1659, then in Urdu with an ID, clearly alternating with music, drums, news, fanfare, three time ticks at 1700, then news in English. And Dave says, Radio Pakistan's interval signal is probably my favorite. It's been a while since we've seen a log of Radio Fly in Kyunga, Papua New Guinea, but there's one from Ron Howard this week on 3915, August 20th at 1357 to 1405. He says, an eclectic selection of music, Stevie Wonder, Kenny G, Scottish bagpipe music, rarely heard on shortwave. Reception was almost fair. Meanwhile, their other frequency, 5960, continues to be off the air. around 09 UT seems to be the best time to hear One Talk Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea, 7325. That's before code channel interference starts. In Hardcore DX, Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, heard at 50 hertz below that frequency, August 7th, at 0914. And there was a definite ID, a live one at 0915, acknowledging a letter and giving their address. Another nice ID at 916, and even more at 918. Thanks for listening to our program, he said, and then into a canned program, meaning pre-recorded. It was also heard by Terry Kruger in Florida, August 19th at 0845, when it was 20 hertz below 7325, in English with a ranting male preacher. Perception was clear and fair. In July, we broke the news of plans for a new Peruvian shortwave station under construction on 4810, which became Radio Logos in Chasuta. It went on the air in late July, and ever since, I've been trying to hear it. But with our high noise level in the summer and around the neighborhood on 60 meters, about the best I could do is to pick up a bit of a carrier and some music around 1100 UT, such as on August 16th. But others have been more successful. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark, at his beachside location on the North Island, reports hearing it the 28th of July, a new 1 kilowatt station, OAW9A, at 1133 UT, with Christian songs and messages in Spanish and an Indian language, an ID at 1150. Then on August, or rather July 30th, from 0919 at good strength, and a full Spanish ident at 9:58. Heard the same day by Frederick Dorain in Sweden, that is originally on the 28th of July at 0303, as reported in Shortwave Bulletin. They were signing off at that time. But 1 hour earlier during music, it had good strength, and he got enough to send a report on August 7th. Lisette Åkesson in Sweden says, Radio Logos stood out clearly when I realized there was something new on the frequency, 4810, August 4th at 23:45. They talked about El Rumbo de Dios, the way to God. Anke Petersen in Denmark reports it August 13th at 23:27 to 23:40, presumed anyway, since the signal was very weak at only a one level. Also heard at 0215 on the 15th of August with music and CODAR interference. All these logs so far give the frequency as 4810, sometimes to two decimal places. But in HCDX, Art Delibert in Maryland, August 17th, measured at 50 hertz high at 0227 to sign off at 0320, when there were just popular songs and no announcement just before sign-off. However, there were hymns around the top of the hour. And Radio Logos was mentioned at 0316 and into the national anthem. He says the signal was good enough that the giant utility on the upper side was not a problem, but CODAR was enough to induce madness. He also wonders if the pop songs he was hearing were really gospel pop, since the name of the station, Logos, in Christian theology is the creative word of God. I reply, Radio Logos' raison d'être is totally religious, so I'd be surprised if any of the songs were not gospel, like Salene Stereo and even the late CBC La Voz. This may not immediately be obvious to the casual, non-fluent listener. It's a way of infiltrating the minds of youngsters disposed to pop music. And one more report of Radio Logos from Karl Hunzik in Czechia, HCDX. Heard in the middle of Europe, Thursday, August 16th at 0245 until sign-off at 0300. Popular melodies, national anthem, and a short piece of marimba music before the transmitter was switched off, 4810. The signal was weak. Ashik Ekbal Tokon in Bangladesh forwards news from Radio Veritas Asia Philippines about two frequency changes August 19th. It so happens both of those are relays via Vatican, although they did not say so. The Urdu broadcast at 14:30 has moved from 15435 to 15330, and Filipino, which follows at 1500, moved from 15350 to 15320. I confirmed both of these on August 22nd. They finally escaped interference problems on both from Saudi Arabia and from Morocco, respectively, which have been there since at least the beginning of the A12 season. Where is that new 100-kilowatt shortwave transmitter in Somaliland? Original plans were to have it on the air by the end of Ramadan, so the Eid al-Fitr presidential address could be heard worldwide. But no sign of it, and a follow-up report from the Somaliland Sun, dated August 11th, says the Information Ministry reassures about the new radio transmitter. It's scheduled to be fully installed to function within 20 days or so. That would make it August 31st. And they refuted false claims to the effect that the transmitter was a non-starter. In the NASA group, Don Jensen says, "My source says the transmitter is installed and the antenna is up, but the project currently is dead in the water, almost literally. The over 20 Chinese installers are gone, but the transmitter is not operating. The problem has something to do with water, perhaps some heat dissipation water cooling involved. The technical director is off to Ethiopia to try to get some missing part, perhaps a water filter. No new date is projected." And Don says, "My frustrated source puts all the blame locally. Poor planning, poor execution, and not on the Chinese, who were hired just to install physically and not to actually get it up and running. But since the government made this a high-profile issue, being able to reach all its citizens rather than just those in the immediate area of Hargeisa, this is going to be very embarrassing very soon if the water problem is not quickly solved. We are hoping that they'll eventually show up on a clear out-of-band frequency like the previously used 7530. I could hardly believe my ears. August 20th, just before 0518 UT, when I heard WWV on 5 MHz announce the time 1 minute fast as 0519. Unfortunately, I was not recording and I cannot prove this, but I'm sure of what I heard. Has anyone else ever heard WWV give an incorrect time announcement? I suppose it could be blamed on the automation, while the actual time pips remain extremely accurate. In case anyone is holding out hope that WTJC may resume shortwave on 9367 variable, nope, they've turned in their license, as confirmed to me by the FCC. Here's something you will not hear about on DXing with Cumbrae. World Harvest Radio 9860, August 22nd at 0143, during a wacky far-right conspiracy discussion, was putting out some huge, dirty, distorted FME spur blobs on both sides of that frequency, covering approximately 9838 to 9847 and 9872 to 9882 kilohertz. And it was parallel, but 4 seconds delayed, on 5920. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 20th. A and K indices mostly 5 and 2 until 12 and 4 September 15th. Solar flux peaking at 135 August 27th to 29th and declining to 95 by September 12th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1631.